Good morning and welcome to Surviving Life with the Vambilis with myself, Letitia Vambili. And of course, I'm not alone on Wednesday mornings. I'm joined by my lovely, handsome, God-fearing, no problems husband.
As for no problems. Meanwhile, at home, Tom and Jerry Vambilis.
We're so happy that you can join us for yet another day where we talk about all the things that, you know, the Christian things that we love to talk about.
Yeah, sometimes it's not the easiest topics to have, but apparently you guys are still listening, so we might be doing something right. Maybe you guys love difficult topics.
Speaking of difficult topics, today our conversation is called The Test. Now, if you've ever been a student, you know that that is a very, very difficult topic. Danny, how were tests for you at school?
Look, I'm a genius, you know, so all I know is those tests, you do them by faith.
There were two types of students. There were ones that absolutely hated tests, and there were ones that loved tests. And in studio this morning, we've got one of each, I think, right?
Yes, we do. I did it by faith. Letitia studied, you know, so the Lord's pleased with me. No, I'm joking, guys.
One by study, one by faith.
All the little people listening, you need to study for your exams. It's very important.
So the thing about tests is we don't have it once or twice. We have it a few times. So we've had this topic before. We've talked about the test before on the show. But as we were preparing, we just felt the Holy Spirit saying, nah, they need another test. They need a part two. So we are back with part two of the test. Now, we know that the journey with God is very much laid with various challenges along the way. Scripture speaks in Psalm 105 verse 19 of Joseph being tested until the time came to fulfill his dreams. His character was tested. The road to the promise is paved with many of such tests. However, all the answers are given and studied before said test. This means that whatever your storm may be, the more time you spend with God, the more accurately you are led on what to do. Hint, hint, the teacher is always silent during a test.
All right, so if you are sitting there and saying, God, where are you? I've been waiting for you to say something and I feel maybe even abandoned. Well, you might be one of those people going through a test. But we'll be talking about it today because there's a few things you can do. You're still with the Vambilis on 103 FM. Whew. You know, it's such a beautiful morning, and it's time for us to do something that's called the recap. And this is where we look at the topic from last night and
it's
expound.
Time for the recap.
All right, so a lot of you are sitting there and you're thinking, all right, Danny, what is this testing thing really about? You know, you and Letitia touched on this topic earlier, and I'm just not sure what the importance of testing is. You know, and I agree with you. You know, I wish there was no test, especially in life, because man, oh man, sometimes it can just feel like things keep coming at you, you know, and at some point you're not even sure anymore. You know, is this really God, or am I doing something wrong? Now, we see something with Jesus himself. I'm talking the Son of God coming out of a fast, okay? And when he comes out of the fast, there's something very strange that happens. The Spirit of God leads him to be tempted by the devil. I want to read this for you because some of you, sometimes when you see the devil messing around in your life, you just think it cannot be God. God doesn't use situations like this. But look at this. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So for me, this is like God really showing us that even the devil can be used for your perfection. As long as you know this isn't for your destruction, this isn't to kill you, this isn't God punishing you for doing something wrong, but this is to grow you and to really grow you in areas that matters. Now, a lot of you've grown up in church, so I don't really have to touch too much on that scripture. You know what he was tempted by and how he was tempted. But what many of us don't see is that on the cross, the same temptation came back again. So he was tempted before starting his ministry, so that's after the baptism. And then just before going into glory, the same temptation came again, because the people who showed up while he was on the cross, you know what they said to him? They said to him the same thing that Satan told him earlier. And this time you can find it in Matthew 27 verse 39. It says that those who passed by were hurling abuse at him and cheering at him and waging their heads. And they said, "You said you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." You know, some of you, what is actually being tempted or tested is the confessions of your mouth, the things you said God called you for, the things you apparently stand for. And yes, you know you stand for those things, but what happens when people around you are actually accusing you of being the opposite? Maybe you are about character, and right now all you are experiencing is character assassination everywhere. Beloved, I personally have been through it. You know, when your character is being assassinated and you're actually someone who likes to keep your word, you'll sit and ask yourself, "But God, why is this happening to me? Have I done something wrong?" And beloved, I'm using scripture to show you, you know, Jesus did not sin. The Bible is very clear that he lived without sin. Yet what do we see him facing? We see him being tempted, being questioned, his identity being questioned. So some of these tests are just there to solidify what you believe about yourself. Are you really standing in that identity? Especially when those around you doubt you, misalign your character, take every occasion, you know, maybe to slander you. And now you're sitting there asking yourself if you can really do this. If that's you, we are together. A quick word from our sponsors and we'll be back. You still hang out with the Van Billies in studio and we are talking about testing. You know, can I call all the men to the table just for a second? You know, I want to touch on something that I went through, which was a very challenging, if I can say the least, challenging test that the Lord brought me through. This was the time when I just met my wife and I knew, like, I want to marry this woman, you know? So obviously, I've been raised in a family. We believe in hard work. You know, I started working very young. I think got my first job at the age of 17. And, you know, though I was still studying, you know, I love work. And I think as a man, I need to be responsible and, you know, planning and all that kind of stuff. But there's a time just when I met Letitia and we were dating, which was a quite short period of time. We dated for 2 weeks and got engaged. But anyway, the Lord called me out of work. He told me in that season to not work. Beloved, I think I almost lost my mind. You know, everything I tried in that season, it just wouldn't work. And the Lord kept telling me, "I'm calling you to rest." And it's almost like my self-dependence was tested. And everything I thought I knew and how I wanted to plan things was tested to the core. And I remember at some point really looking and thinking, you know what, maybe this is not God. Maybe God has forgotten about me. You know, yet in every stage of planning, I kept seeing provision. I kept experiencing miracles. You know, by the time we're getting married, I mean, we had a big wedding, more than, you know, 400 people. But if I tell you that the Lord told me to have a wedding through faith, trusting Him, allowing Him to provide, that He didn't want me in that season to depend on myself, but to actually depend on Him as my Father, which was very difficult for me. You know, I was raised at some point, my mom got remarried, but most of my life I've been fatherless, you know, so I've learned to depend on myself. So in this key season where every man has been told you have to do everything by yourself, the Lord decided that it would be the perfect time for Him to actually grow my dependence and bring it back to Him. Beloved, it was difficult. You know, to say it was difficult, man, if there's any man listening right now who's ever planned a wedding, and women, I mean, you can relate, you know, with those budgets, those things that's expected of you. You have to pay lobola, you have to do all these things. But the Lord, from that season and for the rest of my life, broke me out of self-dependence and really taught me how to depend on Him. But was it easy? No. Was it testing? Yes. Was it difficult? Yes. Did I think He abandoned me? Yes, I did. I thought, man, I mean, of all the times in my life where you want me to walk by faith, this should not be it. But guess what? That thing absolutely changed me. So some of you who are self-dependent people who believe, you know, providing for yourself as being responsible, and you believe that, you know, you have to have things together because that's what responsible adults do. I understand that there are times when God calls you out of the workplace where God allows you to depend on Him. That's not Him abandoning you. That's not Him, you know, closing all the doors on you as if He's forgotten you. But it's seasons of growth, very uncomfortable seasons. And I'm telling you that you are being tested, but you've done nothing wrong. You know, Jesus didn't need to sin to be tested. Our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. Letitia, let me talk. She said, Danny, you know, let that out because that's a man thing. But when we come back, and it's not just a man thing, it's a self-dependence thing that God saves us from. When we come back, Letitia will be touching on some topics. I hope you are ready.
That's Unspoken with Hard Times.
Where hope lives, where you belong. Impact 103.
You know, when we talk about testing, we really need a revelation of why it's actually happening. Let's talk about it practically. Why do we get tested? We get tested because we have to be ready for the next level. So whenever I think about a test and God testing us, there's this running joke. I think it's on every second show, sitcoms and all that, where somebody lies about their qualifications during the interview, and then they get the job. And let's say in the interview, they say, "Are you proficient in Excel?" And you're like, yeah, I love Excel, because you're trying to get the job. And then you get the job and you have no idea how to work the spreadsheet. And you start calling everyone you know, like, "My guy, I got this job. And now I actually have to do the job." Oh. And then there's another example I know of someone. Now, I'm not calling anyone out. If this is you, this is between you and God. Okay, I'm just making an example. Where you get your driver's license because you bought it, right? What I've tended to find in people that have bought their driver's license is they're not confident on the road. So I know someone who got their driver's license by buying it, and it took them a year to actually get on the road because they were not confident in their own ability to drive. Or someone that's been driving 10 years but still can't parallel park. Because you know you're not getting out of that field test unless you can parallel park that car. So the trouble of the test, of the driving test, gives you the confidence to actually do what you need to do next. A test can be a love language from God to you because it's telling you that you don't have what it takes right now for where it is that you're going. And in that sense, it is a way of pushing you forward because without this, you cannot go to the next grade. Now, I always say grade 11 is tougher than matric. Listen, I'm very far away from high school, but grade 11 showed me flames. And why? It's because matric is like six to eight months. And you just kind of continue what you learned in grade 11. To the point that even the universities allow you to get preliminary entrance with your grade 11 mark. It's just a way of saying that if you cannot do this amount of work at this level, the next step is going to be a lot harder. So God can be looking at our character. He can be looking at our discipline. And he can be increasing knowledge because guess what? Your next step requires you to speak in a way and about things you may not know right now.
Yep. Are you ready? Are you ready for that test? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to not just to level up, but mm-hmm. to be comfortable? You know, and I like the example you used. When people cut corners to get what they want, they don't walk in, they're comfortable.
Mm.
But when you've been tested, I like it when someone comes to me and they may be struggling with having faith. And I know I've walked in that level, you know. Then I can comfortably speak to them and relate to what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if you cutting corners, you won't be able to.
It's like the first child versus the second child. I don't know about the daddies, but let me speak to the mommies for a second. When my first child was born, I was like, baby girl, it's about keeping you alive at this point. I don't know how to take care of you. You know, the scariest thing, babe, was when she would look at me as if I had all the answers, as if I was her whole world. And I'd look at this child like, if you knew the kid that's taking care of your life right now, you would ask God to go back in the womb. But by the second child, oh, I knew exactly what to do. You know, with the first baby, when she'd be crying and the elders would ask me, why is she crying? I'd say, I don't know. I also just met her. I don't know why she's crying. But by the second child, because you're proficient, because you've learned something, even though it was tough, you have an idea, a semblance of what to do. And I was more confident with the second child. I didn't think I'm about to kill this child every 2 seconds. So the test is to give you new knowledge as well. There is a gift, there is a positive, there is a blessing in a test. We're talking about being tested. Remember, you can reach us on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. You know, we pray in part and we prophesy in part because the teacher has to give you answers before the test. I used to ask God because I would be so frustrated by prophetic words that were not coming to pass. And I would sit in my quiet time and just be like, Lord, why did you even tell me? Why did you? You could have left me. I was fine. And I started to learn as the journey with God progressed that there's no good teacher that just throws you in the deep end of a test and you didn't have thorough lessons. And that's the thing, right? We spend more time learning than we do being tested. If you think of the school season, you have like 2 major exams and some people even have 1 throughout the entire year. So all those other months, you're going into chapters, you're looking at this thing from every angle that it can come at you. And that's one of the reasons for prophetic words. That's what one of the reasons we have the gift of being able to tap into the spirit and see what's going on. Now, if you were listening in the classes when God was showing you what's going on and doing your homework, you will be able to recognize that you're in a test. I think the practicality of a test is difficult because in everyday life, you don't always know how to tell, right, babe, that you're actually going through a test. Right. And one of the ways to tell that you're going through a test is when you feel like, oh my gosh, I've heard this before or I've had this dream before. In scripture, we see Jesus saying, remember Lot's wife. Your ability to get through a test is your Your proficiency, rather, in being able to get through a test is dependent upon your memory. Do you remember what the Lord says? And scripture says that the Holy Spirit brings to remembrance, and that's why. The silence of the teacher or God while you're being examined is the goodness of God, because He wants to see what you can do with what He told you.
Yep. So He's not silent because He's forgotten you.
Or angry.
Or is angry, or you've done something wrong. We have to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Because condemnation can make you feel like, man, maybe it is me. So always saying is God is still with you. WhatsApp 071-364-0376. And we got your message, Andre. Thank you so much. We'll be looking at our WhatsApps after this, so we encourage you. We want to hear from you. How did you pull through your tests?
Love you guys.
Wow, very encouraging message there from Andre. Yeah, Andre's a very naughty guy. We love him here. Well, we've also got a message from Melinda. She's referring to what we said earlier, that we love the difficult topics. And she said, not difficult, but uncomfortable topics.
Yes, and we've got another message as well. Someone who says, wonderful show, so instructive. I love it. God bless you. Thank you so much. No, thank you for listening to the show and joining us as we discuss what Melinda calls uncomfortable topics.
Yep, they are uncomfortable and real, and we're all facing them. So it's just so cool. We wanted a radio space where you're not just being given the perfect picture. You know, going through tests are difficult and they're not nice. You know, we're not all like Letitia who studied and are ready for our exam. Some of us are coming there like, guys, what's going on here?
This thing called life. Only God can get
Letitia. But Psalms 105 verse 19 says, until the time that his word or prophecy regarding his brothers came true, the word of the Lord tested and refined him. Now, who are we talking about here, Letitia? We're talking about Joseph.
Mm.
Now, Joseph had this dream, went and told everybody. Yeah, probably worst mistake he made, but you know what? God used it. Now, when he was being told, he was this loved child, you know, wearing that nice coat, and all his brothers were looking at him like, who does he think he is? But post that, he had to face betrayal, attempted murder, slavery, imprisonment, hard labor, false accusations,
wow,
prison time again. I mean, imagine going to prison because you did right. Mm. And all of that, God says in the Psalms 105 verse 19, was it the Lord was testing him and refining him. Now, you know how we do know that he was tested and refined? Is because when the time came where he had his brothers at his mercy, man, think about it, guys. He was in position of power, and the same people who did him wrong were now at his mercy. Instead of putting them through jail, slavery, and actually saying, you know what, let me also use false accusations to, you know, enslave them, he actually used the false accusations to bring them into freedom,
mm-hmm,
to bring provision to them, to restore his family. Now, if you're asking, what do you mean by that, Danny? He got things hidden into his brother's stuff so they can be falsely accused, but he used that for restoration.
Come on now.
Beloved, the pain you're going through is not for you to walk in pain. It's not for you to plan revenge against the world. It's not for you to show them. You know, some people say, yeah, they're going to see when I get there. It's not about that. It's about love, restoration, and the gospel. That's it. This is Spirit of Praise, or Let My People Go. I just want to take this time to remind you that Zinhle is coming up next, with a catch up. And they will be talking about father issues, the father matters. So I really want to encourage you to come. You know, I touched on earlier how I was raised by a single mother, and I believe there's just so much to learn in that topic.
Excellent. Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.
So we've been talking about the test, and you know, we've been talking about kind of the good stuff, like the positive aspect or the godly aspect of being tested. But what happens when you fail? You know, you mentioned earlier, Danny, that it's not moonshine and roses, and that's why we have this show, to talk about the fact that life is not that straightforward. Stuff actually happens. Now, when we fail, it actually teaches us how to move forward. My dad used to say the best thing that can happen to you in life is failure, because then you become an expert at that thing. And he would laugh at people because he failed one of his modules in university. And he said when he was repeating the module the next year, he kept looking at the people coming in like, hey, bud, now you guys don't know. This thing's about to smack you. And he felt like he had the upper hand because he knew what the lecturer liked. He knew how this classroom works. And so he ended up getting a distinction in that module because he failed it. And it taught him a vital lesson. We're quickly going to go into scripture to see this illustration. Deuteronomy 1 verse 2. This is Moses' first address to the Israelites once they leave Egypt, and it's talking about the road to the promised land. I'm going to read verse 2, which says, it takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by Mount Seir Road. This is referring to the fact that the promised land journey could have been 11 days, but it took 40 years because the Israelites kept failing the test. The delay can be a sign that you are not getting the test right. Are you even aware that you're in a test to begin with? A good sign that you're being tested by God is when you keep facing the same trial. So just like I gave the example about my dad, he had to repeat that class. If you keep getting the same trial coming, it means that you have to move about it different. And Danny, you mentioned earlier that Joseph didn't do to his brothers what they did to him when he now had the upper hand. But Joseph had to remember his dream. In his dream, he wasn't beating his brothers up because, you know, in his dream, he was actually helping them. And so that's what he knew. He knew that I can't fail this test. I've seen why I'm actually here. The Israelites kept failing and not realizing that what was going to take 40 years was supposed to be 11 days. I'm going to read Exodus 16 verse 4. It says, then the Lord says to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instruction. Did you know that manna was a test from God? According to Exodus 16 verse 4, it was. God wanted to see, can they take instruction, right? And so you hardly ever hear of manna when you're sitting in church. You hardly ever hear about it, that it was a test. It's just a good thing. But God actually wanted to see what they would do. Then Deuteronomy 8:16 says, he gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You know, some of us will even say, I'm in my manna season. Well, according to scripture, if you're in a manna season, you could be being humbled and being tested. It's not just a sign of blessing and provision from God, but it's also a sign that God wants to see how well you can take instruction, how well you can be humble. In the very next verse, which is Deuteronomy 18, now verse 17, the Lord says that he did all this so that you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. The test can be about a total submission and surrender to God's own will, not by your strength, might, but by his spirit. Now, we know some people gathered more manna than they needed to, and maggots appeared overnight with rot. No one was punished for this during that time. But later in the kingdom of Ai with Joshua, when it looked like they were going to lose the war, Joshua then went to the Lord and said, God, I'm about to look crazy to these people. Like, you promised me the kingdom of Ai. The Lord then said to Joshua, to go back to his camp because there were people who took from Ai more than he had instructed. So they found the family and they persecuted and killed the family. You see, when you've been stuck in the wilderness long enough, you begin to recognize a test and have less tolerance for people messing up. They were learning to listen to God and get it right the first time. Even David won the battle against Goliath when he was slaying bears and lions, because that was God preparing him for this time. You can't pass the test of a book that you've never read. It's really important to spend time with the educator. If you don't read the work, then you won't understand what's going on. The Lord always calls us to remember. New problems need ancient knowledge. You know, we're looking at this journey of the Israelites in the wilderness, and like I said, they didn't do anything when the people were picking up more manna. But when they got to the kingdom of Ai, they'd been in that wilderness long enough that they were fed up. And the question is, if you keep facing the same challenge, are you fed up yet? Because sometimes when you get to the point of being fed up, you align and you do as God instructed the first time.
Oof, yep. We're going to go in for a quick word from our sponsors and we'll be back.
A personal favorite of mine, Perfectly Loved by Rachel Lamper featuring Toby Mac.
We're talking about testing and we are just relating, you know. Yvonne said hi. Hi there, Yvonne. Hope you're doing well. All right, so God is testing and making sure that we know we are ready. And I don't think we should necessarily see that as a bad thing. It's a bad thing if you're going through the same test over and over again, all right? But testing itself is not a bad thing. And let me tell you why. I've met a lot of people who've grown up near the fire. And because they're close to the fire, they think they are on fire. What I mean by that is this. Even if your father is a pastor and you grew up inside the church, man, your bed could have been on the pulpit. Until you have your personal experience and encounter with God, you cannot claim to know God for yourself. You can know about Him. Maybe you sat through 1,000 church services, but that doesn't mean a personal trust in God. It doesn't mean you had faith for certain things. Now, some of the ways we can put this, I'm just going to turn this around a little bit. Let's say you were sick for a very long time. Maybe you had cancer, or you had diabetes, and you had it for, you know, let's say 7 years, because it takes someone 7 years to become a doctor. Just because you were sick for 7 years does not mean you can then walk into the hospital and say, look, I've been sick for 7 years. I am therefore the expert in this topic. It doesn't work like that. Yes, maybe you've been in it long and maybe you've just suffered longer than you should have. But that does not mean you've automatically become the expert. So when God is testing you, He's really challenging you to go beyond that level. Now, some of us might be a bit offended. You know, we've got some form of spiritual pride. Why must I be tested? Or, you know, you think like you've just made it. But you can't make it. You can't say you're a pilot. And when they give you a plane, you can't fly. You know, the testing is seeing you take that plane off, stand on God's word, do what you say you believe in. It's easy to say you believe. We all claim with our mouths, but show us with your action. Show us with your heart. Show us with the fullness of your mind. And you're not showing us, you're showing God. God is the one testing you. So, beloved, don't be offended by the test. And I just sense in my spirit that there's someone who's offended. You're like, but why must I go through this? You don't know your full story. You know, you don't know where you are going. We recently spoke to someone on the show who had become homeless, and she said that that experience has helped her take other people off the street. So you might be homeless now, but it's giving you empathy for other people.
And what's really interesting is that when you go through experience, it gives you conviction. You know, sometimes you think, where does the conviction come from? You can see a lady, you know, sowing into millions of orphanages, and you think, where does she get the heart to just spend her money on orphanages? Well, it's because she was tested by being an orphan. Perhaps she was tested by taking in orphan children. You don't just become the person God has called you to be and get the convictions that God wants you to have without going through those things. Even Jesus was tested with humanity, and that's why we trust him.
Yep. So 071-364-0376. Maybe the test is a bit hard and you want us to pray for you. We actually going to pray at the end of the show. Having been tested, the both of us, we know how tough it can be. So if you want us to pray with you, we won't read the message on air, but you can send us a message on 071-364-0376. If you're being tested in a specific area and it's hard, and we will stand with you. Man, we've been talking about testing, and we are ready to stand in prayer with you. 071-364-0376. We will keep you private, but we will touch and pray together. You know, if this was the song that was playing when I got to heaven, I would say it's fitting. Ooh, yappy. You see, when things give you confidence to sing, and you know you can't sing, ha! We will worship. Come, Holy Spirit.
What a beautiful, beautiful melody there. So we've been talking about being tested, and you know, we can never forget how the body works biologically and psychologically. In the times that we're living in, scripture is very different in terms of experience than the times we're living in. For example, Abraham could only tend to sheep and all those other gardening things. There was no TV, there was no cell phone, there was no, oh, I can't miss my favorite program.
He couldn't vlog,
you know, no TikTok. And I think that those experiences make a difference in your worldview and your world perception. It was much harder to look at your neighbor's life because you couldn't really see it unless you were neighbors. And it gave you a lot more time with God. Of course, if you wanted, you could have that time, because you're not just going to, you know, being a shepherd sitting with the sheep, last you start talking to yourself and God, you know. But because of these things, let's acknowledge the psychology of our times. Okay, the psychology of our time is that we are projected certain lifestyles, especially on the screen and through popular media. And one of the ways that lifestyles are projected onto us is that the story, babe, always ends. It always ends. You know, when you're watching a movie, it ends at pivotal points. Those points are giving birth to a child. Those points are finally getting that financial breakthrough. You know, when you watch, what's that Tyler Perry movie where the wife is divorced, but she stood with him through his inventions and all of that?
Yeah,
the movie ended when his invention broke through. Movies end when the marriage happened or whatever. And because of that, we have to acknowledge how that has changed our brain chemistry with regards to how we live life and how we're tested. So we get this idea, just like the movie, I'm about to get the financial breakthrough. We get it and we think that's the end. We think because God gave us the business will not be challenged. And when the business is challenged, it means that God is not there. But God once said to me, you know, Letitia, your blessing poops. And I thought, huh? Why am I hearing my blessing poops? And he said, when I give you a baby, when you conceive an idea, and I say, okay, you are now with child, Mary, there's Jesus. Did that suggest that Jesus never had a bowel movement because he was the Son of God? Mary still had to change a bunch of diapers and stay up at nights and barf him and throw up on her. Your blessing poops, guys. Your marriage will poop. Your business will poop. Your children will poop.
It will vomit.
But God will give you the strength through his Holy Spirit to take care of that poop with dignity, ne? To the point where when we see you guys, we don't even know what you're going through. So I'm saying this to say that tests never end. Even when you get to your PhD and you now get into a position, you still have training and you still have evaluations. Imagine a doctor who's not trained since 1965 when he got the license. He's dangerous because the information is not updated. Remember that promotion equals work. When you think about promotion in a secular kind of way, you realize that someone who's getting promoted into a job is prepared for the work. What I mean by that is they probably spend a week getting the files of what the previous person did in that position so that they can be efficient and proficient in their new position. But as believers, when we think of a promotion, we think of a, okay, I'm here now.
I've got it.
I've got it, you know? And there's one lady who spoke to me right before my husband and I were getting married, and she's the one who gave me this perspective. She said, Letitia, we were on honeymoon. They went to a honeymoon where it was like kind of a self-catering thing, and they brought food to cook, and you know, it was really that type of vibe. She said she was so excited about the wedding. She woke up the next morning, right? And her husband said to her, what are we having for breakfast? And she said, Letitia, I was like, I thought the breakfast was gonna come through the door, and I realized it's me. I'm the wife. I'm the one who has to make the breakfast. And I must commit her, she knows who she is. I still think that to this day. Sometimes I'm driving home with two whole kids and a husband, right? I still don't know what's for dinner, bruh. And I'm like, yo, I'm the one to make the dinner. So basically what I'm saying is promotion comes with work. And we need to realize as believers, as we ask God for the promotion, it means that more is being put on us. More is being charged to us. Moses' story does not end at the burning bush. You know how we have a burning bush experience, and that's our testimony for 10 years, that God appeared to us on a burning bush. But the burning bush had to equal action. And let me tell you, we see very clearly how Moses' story doesn't even end after he gets the children out of Israel. I mean, out of Egypt, the Israelites out of Egypt. He still had to walk a journey, a very arduous and difficult journey with them in the wilderness. So be encouraged. There's someone out there that's thinking, I've been tested too much. Danny, have you ever felt like you're being tested?
Definitely.
I've proved to you, God, that I'm good at this thing, though.
I've sat with God like, okay, can we have a mano now? Is it, you know, or a mano, a godo, you know? Because it feels like you can't take one more thing. But then when you pull through, wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And every level has its own testing. And as long as you're alive, you will keep getting to situations where God puts you through something that prepares you for your next journey. And that in itself is a love language. So someone out there is feeling tired by all the tests. I've had so many tests. I went through this in childhood. I went through this for my education. I went through this in my marriage. I'm now here in my business and you're doing this. Yes, because God wants to take you to the next level. And unfortunately for human beings, the next level requires some level of testing.
So if you're being tested, we're standing together.
Thank you for how you serve us. May God continuously bless you guys in abundance.
Ooh, Jeanette, thank you so much for your message. You know, that business was a testing of its own, or is a testing of its own. It's the perfect segue into today's topic. We so appreciate you. You foundational guys. Oh, you've got my heart. You've got my heart. Thank you so much.
It's time for us to pray, and, you know, just to pray for everyone who sent their messages. We read every single message. We're just not going to mention your name because some of them are so personal and private, but we are going to touch on the things that you highlighted. Father God, we want to pray for those who've asked for finances to go through school, for finances in their marriage, for finances in their businesses, oh Lord, where they've seen struggle in the last 3 months. Lord, we thank you that you are able to do above and beyond what they can think or imagine. Father God, we also want to pray for marriages. Lord, all the marriages, whatever they're going through, whether it's a period of struggle or a period of pain, oh Lord, we pray that they will come out of this stronger and together. And Lord, last but not least, those who are sick and are going through long-term sicknesses, Lord, we pray right now and we declare healing. For healing is the food of your children, Father. We don't have to qualify for healing. It is freely available to us. So Lord, we pray for all those who need healing right now, that they'll come back with a testimony.
Father, we also pray for a peace that surpasses all understanding. Through your Holy Spirit, we pray that you will give revelation and insights into some of the journeys that everyone is going on, that your Holy Spirit will lead them in the way in which they should go. Your word says that we will hear a voice that says, this is the way, and therefore walk in it. May they be comforted in what they're going through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we all pray and say, amen.
Amen. I remember, I think the quotable thing from today was, your blessings poop.
Of everything we said.
Of everything, you know.
Such parents. These are like parental talks.
Serious parental talks, Letitia. And, you know, just to encourage everyone that the blessing comes with work. There is work involved, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean you made a faux pas. But it just means that you are working out your salvation. Letitia, any closing words?
No, and I just want to say, like, we've actually got a message from Louisa. She says, thank you, Vambilis, for the topic. I woke up feeling very fatigued, but your topic is giving me courage to keep pushing. Your blessing poops. She said the exact same thing as well.
Right, so we'll see you next week, 11 to 1 p.m.
Yes.
On Tuesday nights from 6 to
6:30.
And then you can catch Letitia on Soul Circle every Monday from 11 to 1. Au revoir.